When I read this gospel this morning, this analogy came to my mind. You might find it helpful, maybe not. Especially maybe helpful for you that are parents or have grown children or anything like that. I'm sure as a parent, there's often times where you feel greatly underappreciated. Where you say in your mind, your heart, look at everything I've done. If you look at a given day, you get up in the morning and you make breakfast, get the kids all ready for school, send them off. Maybe spend most of the day getting things ready around the house. Dad's going to work, mom's maybe going to work, mom's maybe doing things around the house to get ready for them to come home from school. You pick them up from school, make sure that they're happy, well-fed, all those things. Now imagine for a second, if your son or daughter on any given day where you've been working tirelessly for them were to say to you this, Mom, Dad, prove to me that you love me. Prove it. And you would say to yourself or say to your child, prove it. I've just given you everything and spent all this time and energy for you, and you want me to somehow prove to me? Isn't that enough for you? I can only imagine that feeling that you would have in your heart if your child said, prove it, is the same feeling our Lord has in today's gospel. When the Pharisees come to him and say, give us a sign that you're the Messiah. Give us a sign that you care for us. Give us a sign that you are who you say you are. And Jesus is saying, I just cured this Greek woman's daughter who had a demon. I just healed a deaf man who was deaf for his entire life, couldn't speak. I just fed 4,000 people with a loaf of bread. And now you're going to say, prove it? The challenge is, oftentimes, something like love, you can't prove scientifically. You can't do some kind of a scientific experiment or observation on love and figure out, we have 95% love here. Doesn't happen like that, does it? Yet the Pharisees want some type of scientific sign that Jesus says who he says he is, that he is who he says he is. At times, it's simply faith and trusting God, trusting his word, and not questioning that, knowing that he does have our best interests in mind, knowing that he does love us, and also knowing this, that he's given us quite a few signs about that too. That if we have any doubt that he loves us, we can look to things like the cross, we can look at an altar, we can pick up his word, and we can be deeply aware, holy cow, God does love me. He has an incredible concern for me. And I don't need some silly scientific experiment to prove that. Because he did that on the cross.